And I will see you.
Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. They're on us. FreeTalkLive.com. Now then, I mentioned last hour that we were going to talk about the seven ways to become a positive person. And I think that's an important thing. I personally have not read these seven things. You're going to be sharing with us here in a moment. But I like the concept. I like the idea of being positive in one's life, because there's just no point in being negative. If you're negative, you're going to bring yourself down. You're going to depress yourself. You're going to be angry all the time. And I can understand it's easy to be angry all the time. There's a lot to be angry about in this world. I mean, the terrible things that the government does in your name with your tax dollars, the awful obstructions of liberty, the destruction of liberty that's going on in this country. I mean, we report on terrible news frequently on Free Talk Live. So it can be kind of tough to stay positive and to keep a smile on your face. But as tough as it is, it's worth the effort.
Yeah, I think that attitude is the number one thing as far as success goes in this world. If you want to be successful, you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe that it's possible to succeed.
Totally. Who wants to hang around a bunch of negative Nancys anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead with the seven things that you can do to be more positive in life.
Number one.
Where's this from, by the way?
This is from, excuse me, todayisthatday.com.
Okay.
Mind your feelings. One of the hardest things about keeping a positive attitude, or about self-improvement in general, is remembering to constantly focus on the desired end result. Life throws lots of negativity at us, and it can sometimes go to the point where lashing out against the onslaught is nothing less than self-defense. However, if you create a negative state of mind by reacting in a less than positive manner, no matter how justified that reaction may be, doesn't matter. You will still have created that negative state of mind. If you need to, bust your Jedi mind control and get those emotions under control, lest they control you. So if you're, I don't know, listening to Free Talk Live, you're hearing a lot of corrupt cop stories, and you think,
I got one coming up.
I hate those darn police officers. It's not going to hurt the police officers. It's going to hurt you. So it's one thing to know about bad things that go on in America and want to do something about them. It's another thing entirely to let this stuff consume you. Do not.
Right. I don't think they're saying that you should be fake in your happiness, but that you should be genuinely interested in pursuing happiness.
And, by the way, if you're not feeling happy, faking being happy does work.
It will make you feel better. Yeah, I love that technique, by the way. When you're feeling down, when something bad, you get some bad news at work or something bad happens, so easy. Get in your car by yourself, or do it around others. It's maybe more difficult for some people to do this around others, but try it by yourself. Put a big old silly grin on your face. You are going to feel very, very silly, but it's okay. No one's around. They can't see you doing it. And look at yourself in the mirror while you do it as well, and so you can prove to yourself.
It's a great technique that I learned at one point, which is almost exactly what you're saying, which is, it was called 10 times more excited was the terminology for this. And it's, get in your car mirror and just be as excited as you can possibly be for 15 seconds.
Yeah,
and
you'll feel it.
You will absolutely feel it. Got that from Landmark Education.
Yeah, well, I got mine from any other, sales course, so they got it from somewhere.
Yeah, and you probably got a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Take out the trash, number two. As you learn more and more about having a positive attitude, it may become easier to take on the belief that the higher you get, the more you can look down on the others. I've had this problem.
I'm so happy.
Yes, I am the new Messiah. I am so much more evolved than the rest of you people. You just can't get over your little problems.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
I see.
However, no matter how open-minded and understanding you manage to become, even in the face of adversity, there will always be people who regularly insist on bringing negativity into your life. Get rid of them. Yes,
that
yes.
goes back to the, I don't remember what the top 10 list we had, but it was something on our top 10 list that was talking about how to, make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such an important one. Get rid of the downers.
In the Alcoholics Anonymous program, or Narcotics Anonymous, depending on which one would be proper for you, if any, they call it getting rid of people, places, and things. if you have, you know, obviously this is a negative thing, being addicted to alcohol and that kind of thing. And if you continue to hang out with the people that you hung out with when you drank or when you used drugs, you're going to continue to do that stuff. Same is true with a bad attitude. If you're trying to get rid of a bad attitude, it's of no use to you. If you hang out with people that have bad attitudes, it's only going to make it worse.
It'll come right back. I mean, even if you have the ability to sort of put it aside and say, oh, I'm done with this bad attitude, or I'm done with this bottle of alcohol, if you keep hanging out with that same group of people, inevitably it will catch back up to you. Inevitably, you'll find yourself with another bottle in your hands. Inevitably, you'll find yourself going home angry one night. So it's so important to surround yourself with people who will enhance you, people who have a similar mindset, a similar positive outlook on life, and you can all sort of build off of one another. It really does work.
And I can hear people right now, you can't get rid of family members, you can't fire coworkers. Well, no matter.
And you should.
You may not be able to completely get rid of these people, but you can limit their your interaction with them, and you can tell them to get lost if they're being negative.
There is no obligation. I'm sorry. I understand that society tells you that there is some sort of weird obligation to these family members of yours. The only obligation you have is to the people that make your life better. And if you want to continue tethering yourself to your abusive uncle or your angry father or whoever it is that's bringing you down, then that's your choice. You've made that choice. Society didn't make that choice for you. You've actively made the choice to continue to bring yourself down with somebody who's constantly being negative. Julia, for instance, had my girlfriend. She's had a bit of a falling out with her father. And the guy was a real jerk to her. And as a result, she's just said, you know, screw it. I don't need you. She still talks to her mother, and her mom doesn't bother to even try to get her to talk to her dad because she understands. I mean, her mom doesn't even really think he's being that great. And, you know, that's just what you have to do. You have to turn them off. If you can't, if they're not making any progress, if they're not moving in the right direction either, and they continue to just be a downer, cut them off. Don't feel bad about it. It's making your life better. That's what's important. You.
Okay, reach for the golden nuggets. It says, so what about those situations where there's negative energy and you just can't get away? Look for the good. There's some positive aspect to even the most mind-numbing situations. And by finding that silver lining, you can turn a perceived bad set of circumstances into something that works towards your own interest. Having trouble figuring out how to be happy about obnoxious teenagers, what is good about your jerk boss, or what possible positive outcome could happen as a result of your car breaking down, each of these things gives us contrast. They teach us how to behave or not behave, and they teach us how to be better prepared, or they simply teach us to enjoy the times in our lives when those circumstances are not present. Would you really know how to appreciate a roaring fire and a cup of hot cocoa if you never came close to freezing to death after walking a mile in the snow after your car broke down?
Mm.
Well, that's really looking for the positive there. A mile, you might be able to get away with, you know, gosh, I wish it was warmer.
Yeah.
Anyway, number four, plan your Good Samaritan effort. Every day, plan to do something completely selfless. I think this is great. No, you can't be... What?
I don't agree with the concept of selflessness.
I understand. I don't agree with the concept of selflessness either. But I do understand that I get from doing something that we'll call selfless, quote-unquote selfless.
Do something for others. That could be another way to
term. If you do something for someone else and you do something for, you know, in a charitable, philanthropic attitude, that you get something good in your heart out of it. And
right.
I think that this
Which
is
a selfish move. And that's okay.
It's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think that everything that everyone does, they absolutely do for themselves in the end.
Totally.
They make themselves feel
They can
feel
tell
better.
Themselves whatever they want, but in the end it is for them.
Every day you plan to do something completely selfless. No, it can't be something that looks selfless but is actually all about you. It has to be something that you do for someone else and you expect absolutely nothing in return. Of course, you're going to get that good feeling. But they don't.
They mean something
today. Todayisthatday.com is not going to be
not the libertarian mecca of opinion pieces.
Just a positive seven step list here. That act doesn't have to be some major undertaking either. Do a chore around the house that you wouldn't normally do. Bring your coworker a cup of their favorite beverage from the coffee shop. Buy someone lunch. Hold the door. Help an elderly person load the groceries into their car. Do something like that every day. In fact, plan it out in advance so that you can be sure it gets done.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have three more. These are the seven things that you can do to be a more positive person. Valuable stuff right here on Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best-Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-505-4987. 1-800-505-4987. That's 1-800-505-4987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our website are for free. And those features include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. So enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We are talking about the seven things that you can do, seven ways to become a more positive person. I think this is some pretty valuable information. This is something that a lot of Americans probably could really utilize in their lives. You don't get taught this stuff in government high school.
Now, maybe there's some teacher there that understands the power of positive thinking, but
there's no curriculum for that.
No, there certainly isn't. And I've got to say that it is the single most important thing you can learn. If you have a positive attitude, you can achieve anything. After that, it's all something to build on.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Let's recap real quick the first four things that we've gone over and then hit the remaining three. And,
sure,
of course, take your calls as well.
Mind your feelings. That's, don't harbor negative feelings. Take out the trash, meaning don't hang around with bad folks. Look for the best in every situation and plan to do something nice and selfless every day.
Even if you don't plan it, just keep your mind open for opportunities, because they will pop up.
Well, even if you do plan something, don't turn down some other opportunity to be philanthropic.
I've only done it. I've done it once for today. That's it.
Hey, I held a door. I don't have to help this guy with his tire.
Yeah.
Okay. Plaster on a smile. When all else fails, smile like you mean it, even if you don't. Human beings are naturally social creatures, and even if we're in the foulest of moods, by interacting with other people in a positive manner, we start the slow or even sudden climb to feeling more positive. Whenever I work out of the gym, I have zero interest in talking to other people. I am there to work out. I am very focused, and I would prefer not to be disturbed. However, when someone motions for me to help them with something, and I begrudgingly take off my headphones so I can hear what they're saying, something miraculous happens. I help them or answer their question, and then I feel better afterwards. Even if I just wrap my headphones back around my head and go back to working out in my undisturbed manner, I always feel better about having interacted with and assisting another person. Number six, mainline the good stuff. I don't know what this could be. I experience positive and uplifting circumstances through each day. It's just not possible to run around in a negative mood all the time if you consistently experience and appreciate things that you consider to be positive.
Appreciation is very important.
Mm-hmm.
You should appreciate the good things in life. Appreciate your loved one. Appreciate your family members that are actually decent people. Appreciate some of the wonderful luxuries that you might have acquired for yourself.
And you can appreciate some things that you don't like. You can absolutely change your mind about certain things. For instance, at one point in my life, I actually worked out on a regular basis. Now I'm lucky if I get to the gym at all anymore. I kind of go in spurts and make it back. But I used to hate doing squats. I just hated them. Mm. They were so hard, so difficult. I didn't want to do them. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to relish the feeling that I get from doing squats. I'm going to relish how I feel afterwards. I'm just going to enjoy it. And it came to the point where squats were my favorite exercise to do. I look forward to doing them. So I managed to brainwash myself or whatever into enjoying this activity that I pretty much had to do. I felt that I had to do it. And
it's all in your head.
Yeah. It's just how you decide to feel about some things. Okay. Everyone has their own definition of what's positive for them, but here is a brief list of things that you can experience frequently throughout each day. Affirmations. No, not affirmations to say, although these are that you say, although these are great, but rather affirmations that you see. Pull uplifting messages up on your computer, wallpaper, or around your office. Set up your email program. Send your affirmations at certain times each day. Use your cell phone or PDA to send yourself positive messages and reminders of pre-selected intervals. I think this stuff is great. I'm all for those pictures which give motivational speak commitment.
Yeah.
all that stuff. Determination. Those kind of things.
Right.
I'm for those. I got one that was from a coworker who I would kind of call a mentor at one point in my life. His name was Bill Weed, and he gave me one that said focus. Of course, he felt that I was out of focus, that I was all just all over the place. But so he gave it in hopes that it would get me more focused, and it does. It sits there on my desk. It's got the picture of a bald eagle on it, and I look at that thing. He spent $7 on it tops.
Yeah,
and I have held that thing for 5 years. And
wow.
I really enjoy it. I have another one that I used to have a positive tear-off calendar, 365 positive sayings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big for these positive saying things. And one of them came off on an important day, and it said, never trade what you want the most for what you want right now. And I bought a little frame for that particular one.
Wow.
And I framed that particular one because I had, you know, decided I was going to quit this job and move on to another job or something like that. And not this job, Free Talk Live, but a job and
right.
move on to another one. So I ended up staying at the particular job and very huh. happy I did.
Right on.
Okay. Audio content. Listen to empowering audio when you are driving on, or on your computer, or listen on portable music players when you're working out. And again, by constantly inputting positive information, you won't just be possible to maintain a negative state of mind. It just won't be possible to maintain a negative state
while
of mind.
While that is valuable, at the same time, I don't know if you should necessarily tune out all the things that could be considered negative. As long as you have that positive viewpoint, as long as you have that positive thinking process, you can take in that negative information, process it, and file it away.
I had to come up with this decision. At one point in my life, I did not watch the news. I went 2 or 3 years.
I would never recommend watching the news. Without time.
Understood, but I didn't have the opportunity. In the mid-90s, there wasn't the internet to get that kind of content.
Gotcha.
So I had to look at something for that kind of information. I cut myself off from the outside world so that I could focus on making myself more positive.
Mm.
That's what I wanted. I wanted positive. Well, what did I end up with at the end? I didn't know anything about the outside world. I couldn't make any judgments on whether things were good or bad. I was just positive about them. So
right.
I was kind of a happy idiot. You have to, although, happy idiot with a pretty good IQ. But, I wasn't tuned in with my surroundings, and there's important things going on in the world from a political aspect that affect your life. You shouldn't tune those out, but you should try to be positive in your life at the same time. So
yeah,
there's a certain balance.
Take them as, just it's a story. It's something you need to be aware of. You don't need to let it get you down. I think there's a difference between taking the information in and then those who internalize that information and make that, somehow part of their mindset. Like,
right.
The sky is falling. We're accused of that sometimes on Free Talk Live, of talking about how
we try to give solutions every single time.
We try to give solutions, and I think that those who make those accusations may be a little bit more predetermined or predisposed, rather, towards that negative sort of a mindset. Maybe they're the ones that are, maybe they need to correct something in their head. Maybe it's not us. Maybe it's not our fault. We're just talking about issues and stories and ideas. If it's bothering you, you need to look inside.
The last part of number 6, look around. Everyone has things in their immediate surroundings at any given time that they can be grateful for. However, if you don't take the time to consciously appreciate those things, you will get into a habit of just taking them for granted. Every few hours, just stop what you're doing and for 5 minutes, look around wherever you are, appreciate the things that you normally take for granted. And I sort of did this in my life at one point. I decided I wasn't going to pick flowers. I wasn't going to send flowers to anybody or whatever. I was going to appreciate them on the trees and bushes and that kind of thing. So I'd go look at them a little more closely.
Now, was that number 6, or do we have
one
more?
That was number 6. We have one more.
All right, more on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free, no obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The single CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. It's totally free, user-editable, and go visit it at wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive, winki.freetalklive.com. We are talking about 7 ways that you can become a more positive person. And if you feel like we've left something out, I think it's been a pretty comprehensive list so far, but if you feel like we've left something out, dial on in and share us share an example with us with what you think can help you live a more positive life and think on a more positive basis. And that way you don't get mired in all the negativity that inevitably surrounds you in this world. 800-259-9231. We've already covered 6 out of the 7. If you've missed them, you can grab the archives later tonight at freetalklive.com. Let's hit number 7, Mark.
Remember why you care. Last and hardly least, remind yourself several times a day or several dozen that you want to have a positive outlook on life and remind yourself about why you even care. I remember I had a guy that I knew at work who would constantly talk about positive mental attitude. Positive mental attitude. And it stuck in my mind. He would call it, made it short, PMA.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you just remember the PMA, and you know, this guy talked about it so much, this is the one guy that got me on to it, the whole idea that that your attitude was extraordinarily important. And so, you know, that PMA thing that he would talk about just stuck in my head. So whenever I would have crappy thinking, I'd remember.
Right, and that's the important part here, is to make sort of a lifestyle change, or at least a mindset change. Something that's going to, you need to have some sort of triggering mechanism that's going to remind you, if you don't take all the steps that they're advocating here, if you only take 4 out of the 7 steps, mm-hmm. you're going to still be better off for sure. Taking those steps. And so even if you don't have these positive messages surrounding you at all times, I don't do that personally, you do. But it's important that to keep that positive mindset as often as you possibly can. And in a really easy sort of trigger to remember that is when you start thinking negative thoughts. You should be able to recover yourself from that. You should be able to say, whoa, I'm thinking something negative. I don't need to be focusing in this direction. What a perfect opportunity to find something to be thankful for, mm-hmm. or find something to appreciate. And then you just shift your focus towards that. And that's a great way to sort of keep on top of yourself and keep yourself on task as far as being a more positive person.
Yep. You can use exercises like those mentioned above all day long, but if you don't have a true desire to actually have a positive attitude, then these types of activities won't do you much good. If you choose to live your life as a positive person, then you must have some reason for choosing that path. Each time a potentially negative influence crosses your path, remind yourself of your reason for wanting to be a positive person. Your desire to be positive will outweigh your desire to have a negative reaction to the outside stimulus. And after a while, this entire process will become second nature.
I don't know if this has any scientific basis. It's just what I've heard. They may have done a study. From what I understand it, a negative thought versus a positive thought. You might say to yourself, well, I find myself thinking negative thoughts so often. I just don't know if the positive thoughts are counteracting them enough. From what I understand, positive thoughts are far more powerful than the negative thoughts are, which may explain one of the reasons why, for instance, we had Brian call in from Colorado and tell us that in their brainstorming sessions at his business, if somebody came up with a what they considered a bad idea, the rule of the floor was that you had to come up with like three positive things to say about the idea before you hit them with a critique. So I guess some could make the argument that the negative thoughts are more powerful, but I've heard otherwise. I've heard that, you know, reinforcing yourself with these positive concepts is a really, really powerful thing to do. You may not necessarily think so, but that shouldn't prevent you from doing it. That shouldn't prevent you. You shouldn't be having a battle with yourself. You need to have that sort of positive mentality as often as you possibly can.
You know, and what they say about having the reason for being positive, for me it was always, I want to be successful. I don't want to live in poverty. I don't want to live a mediocre life. I don't want to be ignored by people. I wanted to be a successful individual. I always wanted that. But I had a bad attitude and a real temper, rage problem.
Right. You'll never get there with that.
No, you won't. Because, you know, you'll destroy whatever you make with your bad attitude and your temper.
I suppose so. You could get put in a boxing ring and maybe win some money with a bad attitude.
But look what happened to Tyson.
Right.
I mean, it won't last. He bit somebody in the damn ring. Yeah. He was, you know, at one point the greatest fighter in the ring. And now he's just a freak show.
Yep.
So it doesn't even a boxer.
There's nothing.
Holyfield.
Good.
He was an excellent example of a good boxer with a great attitude, who had it was just nice to be around, and he got so much better press.
Nothing good can come from going down those negative roads.
Yeah, afraid not.
Are we done?
Yep, that's it. Number seven.
All right. If you've got any suggestions, anything additional, something we might have left out of the list, 800-259-9231. I thought that was a pretty valuable thing that you brought in there, Mark, and I appreciate that.
I think any time it can make one be more positive.
You know what? That's just it. I think there are a lot of people out there, we mentioned that they don't talk about this stuff in government schools. They don't talk about these really simple, tangible things that you can do to make your life better. This isn't a self-help show, but I do enjoy these sorts of self-helpy kind of topics. I don't think they're BS. I don't think they're bunk. What you do in your head is very, very important. You know, your thought process makes you who you are. And you're not subject to, I mean, your personality isn't subject to, it's not set in stone, okay? Mm-hmm. If you were raised in a family where there was abuse, where you were beaten, where there was just an awful living situation, maybe where mom and dad fought all the time, just in a negative sort of an atmosphere, that doesn't mean that you have to continue to sort of propagate that negativity throughout your life. You aren't destined to be a negative person. You can change it, but it's up to you. I'm not saying it'll be easy. I'm not saying that for a moment, but it is simple. It's a simple process. And with the suggestions that you gave, in fact, Mark, I know that you'll be posting those over on the Free Talk Live BBS.
Already have.
If you go to bbs.freetalklive.com, I hope you posted it in the issues forum, then you should be able to find the list for yourself. And take that, you know, play it back. Take that list and put it up, print it out, and read it a few times. And really internalize what it's talking about. And then start to utilize some of them. You don't have to do them all. Take four of them. Take three. And see how that makes you feel. See if it makes a difference. Do it for 3 weeks and see if you feel any different afterwards. You might.
Yeah, I think that it's extraordinarily valuable. I did it at one point, changed my life, changed my outlook.
Yeah. When I was in the sales world, much heavier than I am now, obviously I'm still selling my product, Free Talk Live, but it's not quite the same. And I started learning this stuff. You know, I sort of thought it was sort of cheesy, right? It's sort of cheesy. And it kind of is.
It certainly can be that way. You know, what I've somehow or another, cool and morose have gotten collapsed and intertwined together in our society. Kids think it's cool just to be, you know, morose and have a bad attitude about things. Somehow the world
stupid and angry
and wise and, you know, no, not necessarily.
Right.
I just...
What's cool is being able to set your own boundaries and make your own world for yourself and live life how you want to and not be bothered by all the negativity out there. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
So that's how it came off to me because I had that sort of worldview. I had that outlook. But I saw what could really be gleaned from these sorts of methods, and I internalized them as much as I could, and I'm still working on it. It's not something you can just do 1 week or do for a month
No.
and then put it down. You have to constantly be on top of yourself. You have to constantly check yourself, especially when you're having negative thoughts, and you have to say hit the reset button and go back towards the direction you want to go in.
Well, it's probably the most difficult in the first month or so. After that, you get after the first 21 days, you set yourself a habit, a pattern of doing something, and then, you know, then it builds on itself, and it's a lot easier.
True.
Time for a personal story. I, at one point, had a girlfriend that was probably the most beautiful girl that I ever dated in my life, and she had a crappy attitude. Oh, well, nobody compares to my wife. she had a crappy attitude, and, you know, I dumped her. Because I just, you know, no matter how beautiful she is, she just wasn't worth being around.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. If you have a story of how you helped turn around your negativity, love to hear it. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That's freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. That is the store where you can get access to all kinds of exclusive Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Stuff isn't available anywhere else. It's Free Talk Live t-shirts, Free Talk Live hoodies. We've got hats. We've got even shirts and flags that don't even have our logo on them. They've got a cool logo called the Free Marketeer logo that Johnson, our store manager, designed. And I think you're going to like that, as well as DVD Classic Archive collector sets. We've got a lighter bottle opener combo and so much more. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com. Great way to get some cool gear and help support the show all at the same time. Store.freetalklive.com. So we've sort of spent pretty much the entire hour on this concept of shifting your thought process from negativity or the occasional negativity, because not everybody is negative all the time, but I think everybody encounters negativity, and shifting away from that and making a conscious effort to be more positive. And there are a variety of ways that one can do that. We went over 7 of them, and they've been posted at bbs.freetalklive.com, so you can go over them again or listen to the show later on. But I just found it so valuable, and would still love to hear from anybody out there with a story about how they turned themselves around. Now, Mark, were you in prison when you started this process?
Mm-hmm. I did.
What was it that, I mean, was it halfway through your time in prison, or what? When was it that you made this choice, and what inspired you to do it?
I was probably in for a couple few years, and,
About a negative place.
It absolutely is a negative place. I didn't want to get into prison. Talking about that on a regular basis is just so awful for people. There was actually a guy there, Mr. V. I won't give his whole name, but he...
Another prisoner or
no, this,
guard?
This was, I said I worked with a guy. He was actually a counselor for the drug treatment program. He would come to my little store. I worked the canteen for the officers. I served coffee to the officers. And he would come there, and he would just be, Mr. Positive Mental Attitude. And I remember the other inmates would make fun of him, and, I'm sure I participated in that same sort of, positive mental attitude. Sure, I can do that. Right, that kind of thing. And I was exposed to the guy on such a regular basis. He wasn't a counselor for me or anything like that. I just kind of saw him, every now and then. So, making fun of him was easy. I didn't know him. He was just some dork.
Sure.
But when I heard, I'd talk to him every day, and he'd come up with this positive mental attitude stuff. And then, at some point I'd talk to him about it. And it was kind of his little religion. I'm sure that he was a good religious guy. I don't know. But it was sort of his religion, and he would talk to me about the power of positive thinking and that kind of thing. And he'd give me some of these little phrases from, Benjamin Franklin and You know, the story of Abraham Lincoln, how he lost, like, every election, and he failed in his work and all kinds of other stuff, and became the greatest president in our history.
Mm.
Now, I may or may not believe that he was our greatest president,
yeah.
But great in the sense that he was...
he accomplished what he set out to do.
He did, and he's great in the sense that history books will call him the greatest president ever. So he has, you know, the accolades of many, many Americans as the greatest president. So, you know, it began to sort of work on me. I saw the value in positive mental attitude, and then once I saw the value, I began to be hungry for it and want to get more.
So it sort of affected you a bit then. For me, it was just a part of being in a sales world and just coming across that sort of information. Because in the world of sales, you know, your job is to move whatever product or service into the hands of the person that hopefully wants to purchase it.
Right, in a lot of ways, people are buying you. They want to deal with a salesperson they like.
Well, and the trick is, of course, is getting past... In sales, I think the hardest thing for new people in sales is getting past the no's, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the trick.
Yeah, it is very difficult.
When you get that yes, wow, yeah, it feels good.
Yeah,
you get that check, oh, yeah.
Like drugs.
Yeah. But, man, the amount of no's you have to go through to get to that yes
sometimes
is pretty overwhelming.
Case. And even if you get your first yes in an easy fashion, somebody hands it to you, you know, the no's are still tough.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to be able to deal with those in a sales atmosphere. And so, you know, yeah, having a positive attitude is valuable there.
And so that's how I came across the information, and I'm so glad that I did. I am. And that's one of those positive, reaffirming sort of statements. I'm so glad that fill in blank. Thank you for doing blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so what I was saying is that I was, you know, involved in this sales process and saying you get so many no's in sales. And remember, even if you don't think you're in sales, even if you aren't picking up the phone and making cold calls to people or going around, worse, I think, knocking on doors selling vacuum cleaners or something like that. I think that's an awful job.
It's tough work.
But even if you aren't actually in direct sales, you are selling yourself. You touched on that before. You give examples of maybe, for instance, authors, J.K. Rowling or other authors in the past who might have submitted draft after draft, book after book to the publishing companies out there, getting rejection letter after rejection letter. Now, she's selling her product. She probably necessarily didn't think of herself as a salesperson in that particular case, but she was being a salesperson nonetheless. And if she had... just decided to throw in the towel, and because you know she didn't get a yes on her first
pitch.
No,
she didn't.
If she had just thrown in the towel after, you know, five no's and said, you know what, I'm just not cut out for this author thing. I'm just
anytime
go
you can hear an interview from an author, you will hear a story of somebody who's been resilient, has taken their no's, has continued, and been determined. And it's always inspiring.
Now, and it paid off.
You were sort of talking about people, you know, and everybody's sort of in sales or, you know, everybody's
you're
sort
selling
of
yourself.
The fact, this is true. Just think for a second. Think about the 5-year-old in the grocery store line that has discovered that there's candy bars right there where they're checking out.
Mm-hmm.
Watch a salesman go into action. That kid will try to sell that candy bar
to
their
mom.
Look. It's red and got peanuts. Like they'll go down the list.
Only 25 cents.
They will talk about the benefits of this candy bar to their mom as best they possibly can. Now, sometimes it's going to work. Sometimes it's not.
Mm.
Obviously, there's emotional attachment between the mom and the kid. But everybody is selling something all day long. Whether you're selling a bad attitude to people. Oh, I'm tough. I'm cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever
look
it is
my trucker
selling,
hat.
People say that, oh, I couldn't do that sales thing. Well, absolutely. You're doing sales every day. My wife, you know, imagines herself as completely unable to do sales. But, man,
so
when,
many
she wants something, when she wants something, sales kicks in.
Mm.
She would, you know, I mean, I could just completely tell in her attitude, her eyes brighten, she's much more interested in the thing. If she's interested in it, she will attempt to sell that baby to me. So everybody's selling something constantly. And to say that you're not cut out for sales, and I'm not saying that sales is the career for everyone. But
realize, it is the highest paying career.
You are doing sales constantly.
Yes, you are. In fact, here's another area where sales is important. Selling yourself to a potential mate.
Mm.
That's another one.
Or job interviews, too.
Job interviews are also a good one. You know, any place where you can get a no from somebody, then you're doing sales.
Mm-hmm.
And, you need to... I mean, we're selling liberty, too.
That's true.
Think about that. You know, we talk about liberty-oriented things. We haven't really been so much on this particular hour of the show, but
no, not
we normally talk about liberty-oriented solutions to society's problems. And if you can be more persuasive on the liberty front, then that's a good thing. Then more people are going to want to hear what you have to say and that sort of thing.
Well, to that end, being combative and you know, having a bad attitude about how, you know, you're taking my rights away and that kind of thing, doing things like we do on the show. We, you know, the way we sell liberty on the show is different than somebody would need to sell.
Yes, we're bombastic and iconoclastic and
from one person to another. You're not going to create any friends repeating and doing the things exactly the way we do them on the show. So therefore, if you're not creating any friends, nobody's going to want the liberty crap you're selling. You have to sell it from the point of view that, you know, what are the benefits for that person? You know,
absolutely. And that's why Harry Brown was so brilliant when he was running for office as the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 1996 and 2000. He totally got that.
Mm-hmm.
He understood that people don't really care about politics, and they shouldn't because it's yucky. People don't care about it. What he understood was that people care about how they can make their lives better. And if he could show them or ask them to think about, for instance, you know, if we could get rid of the income tax, what would you do with the extra $10,000 a year that you might take home?
Yeah. Can
you
imagine
getting
people thinking about that?
You get people's gears turning, thinking, yeah, $10,000, let's see, that would be several mortgage payments. That would be a good chunk of a new car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be a college education for my kids, or at least a semester in college for one of my kids, that sort of thing. You know, get people thinking about how their lives could be better if the government was off of their backs. So that's one other area. I mean, this is so valuable. The concept of understanding sales and understanding persuasion. If you don't think you're a salesperson, you're dead wrong. You're selling yourself. You're selling your ideas. You're selling your friendship. You're selling so much in life. It's not a negative thing.
No.
A lot of people have this negative association with sales. Not at all.
Because some people will lie to sell things.
800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. The North American Union. I've got some interesting news about it. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.